Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Mike Mulligan, David Haw.
I wonder if George were putting together his list of quarterback tiers, where Caleb would fit on that.
That was one of the best questions you've ever asked.
Our buddy Mike Sando with The Athletic has put together a list of tiers. He does it every year, 20, 25 QB tiers. Place 34 veteran quarterbacks into five tiers, from the best tier one to the worst, tier five. Tier three, this is the quarterback's legitimate starter, needs a heavier running game and or defensive component to win. A lower volume dropback passing offense suits him best. But Caleb Williams is listed as the 23rd quarterback in the league.
It feels high to me.
A few moments later.
Okay, I take back what I said. Don't come at me. I feel like it's appropriate for Caleb. We're reacting in real time. It's appropriate. I think for me, Caleb is still very much unproven. We know what he's good at. I want to know that you can win because of Caleb, not with Caleb.
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
Ruthie Popo.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in this morning. Great to see you, Ruthie. Thank you.
Back at it again, Mully.
For David. And I guess the headline has to be the obvious one. Cubs win. Cubs win.
And Owen Casey. Cubs here win. We go.
And Owen Casey on the route, on the way, which we talked about yesterday. I'm all for it. I just, it's just kind of sad that one of your three catchers went down. Miguel Amaya suffered what is being described as an ankle sprain. It looked worse than that. And so there's a roster spot available, and that allows you to bring in Owen Casey, who recently, 2 days ago, hit his 22nd home run in the minors. He is your top prospect, and you're finally getting to him.
Really hard to watch the Amaya injury yesterday, and I don't want that to go unnoticed. I think when you see the way the dugout reacted, and the guys, like his teammates, and obviously Amaya was incredibly emotional in the moment, to see the dugout have that emotion shows you that this team, I think, is still really connected. And like, even through hard times, it just feels like they are rallying around each other. And I, of course, you don't want the circumstances for Owen Casey to come up the way that he is. However, I think it's interesting to bring him in after a win, see if he can create some sort of spark for the clubhouse, and let's go. Let's see.
Yeah, I must say that it's fascinating to me that the Cubs got such a great performance from Cade Horton. He has been, you know, that's what you do if you're a stopper. You come in when the team is flailing a little bit, and you perform like he did last night, and then the bats get going. Michael Busch hits a homer. You got a home run from Matt Shaw. Boy, he's a good player. Added a couple runs late, and you win a game 4-1. So it's great that they won a game. The Cubs have not lost three consecutive series this year, and they can keep that alive this afternoon, and the game will be right here on The Score, and it is an excellent goal to have. Excellent, you know, they have yet to be swept in a series this year. I think is the Reds the same thing with that? Is it a three-game series they haven't been swept in?
Unfortunately, we had that Japan series when we had our live sports on the Mully and Haw show. That wasn't golf.
Yeah. That feels
so long ago, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
And that was the Ohtani homecoming games, right? That was two games.
But they were technically swept in those.
Okay. Yeah. Swept in Japan.
Yeah.
It was only two. It wasn't three.
Yeah. But they win yesterday, so they're not swept in Toronto, which is good. And now here you go. You win today, and then you take care of Pittsburgh, and you're leading yourself into a nice series against the Brewers.
Now, what's interesting with that, Mully, is, of course, you know, the Brewers. The Brewers are the best team in baseball right now by a landslide. So they have today off, so only the schedule can cool them off a bit.
Right.
And maybe we'll get into, there's a big hamburger promotion that's going to be announced later today. Maybe you want to drive 90 minutes and go get yourself a free hamburger.
Free hamburger.
Or cheeseburger. But
they won 12 in a row yesterday.
The Brewers are now going to Cincinnati to take on the Reds.
Yes.
And everybody's been saying the Reds are the team that the Cubs would need to be worried about. Yep. So, are you now cheering Cub fans for the Brewers to just kind of bury the Reds? Or, Cub fans, do you want the Reds to try to beat the Brewers so they come in limping to Wrigley? If the Reds were able to sweep, Cubs take care of the Pirates and the Jays, that number is going to go down, and all of a sudden the Cubs maybe are back in the mix to win the division. So which way, you know, where should Cub fans cheer? Should they just worry about the Cubs?
Is that an honest?
An honest question.
You know the answer to that, though, don't you?
Well, I have my own personal opinion on it, but that doesn't mean I think the division is out of reach. So I think you cheer for the Brewers to pound the Reds into submission. That's what I mean. It's got to be.
I would think it's the other way around.
I just don't think you can catch the Brewers.
Seven and a half game lead.
They've won 12. Seven and a half.
Yeah.
They've won 12. Right. You win a game today, it's down to what, seven?
Seven.
And then you have them lose a few games while you're sweeping Pittsburgh. All of a sudden, you're back in the battle.
Even if you sweep the Brewers,
you're not going to sweep.
You're not going to sweep the Brewers. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, it feels far.
It's hard to,
it feels out of reach.
You feel like, okay, it's hard to win a doubleheader. So it's 1-1, right?
Right.
So they'll each win a game. And maybe the other piece of news is that Jameson Taillon might be starting one of those two games. His next start will be.
How do you feel about that? Nervous?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely nervous. But.
Just checking.
That's a good thing.
I think they need him back.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I think they need him back. If anything, I wonder.
You're allowed to be nervous, but that's a good thing.
Did they waste a start in Iowa, like yesterday's start in Iowa, now going back to what happened the first night in Toronto, like, could he have made that start? And then you followed him up with Assad or Ben Brown
if
things went poorly.
But for consistency's sake, there was someone who said that it didn't matter if you had Chris Sale throwing a perfect game, you weren't going to win that first game.
You were, not when you don't score. Correct. So, that was in our little group text.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was our guy, Dustino. And now he's like, did they waste a start in Iowa? Whatever works for
fair,
you.
Fair, it's fair. It's fair to ask.
I hear you.
Just
I,
like asking, it's fair to ask. Are you cheering? Are you cheering for the Brewers or are you cheering for the Reds?
Who are you cheering for? Are you cheering for the Brewers?
I'm actually cheering for the Brewers. I want to put the Reds like out.
Yeah.
Like push them so far down. Like here, a perfect example. The Cardinals. Most Cub fans hate the Cardinals the most, right?
Yes.
The Cardinals lost a series to the Rockies. Okay, yeah. Everybody was saying, oh, the Cardinals are respectable, blah, 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 blah. They just lost this. So they're done. They're at 500 or a game below 500 now as we wake up this morning, the Cardinals. They're done. Okay, see you, bye. You're done. We don't have to worry about them anymore. So you wonder if you cheer for those teams to beat those. You know, the
that was bad because
Cardinals
now,
are now 61-61.
And what are the Rockies?
Oh, gosh.
But they're
32. They got their 32nd win.
I'm
yesterday.
Just saying they are inching ever closer to that 41 win mark. We kept hoping that they would top the
yeah.
horror that was last year's White Sox season. So
and speaking of the standings, how about this? Now it's the Dodgers and the Cubs.
Oh, I know.
In the first two spots.
I know.
Because the Padres,
yes,
Padres. Are now your leaders yeah. in the National League West.
And, this is why it's
Anaheim
great.
Swept the Dodgers, right?
They did.
So you Dodgers. gotta calm down there. Can we save the cut of Dustin at long last after being pummeled and beaten and broken this season? Now a Brewers fan. Let's make sure.
I don't think I said that.
The Brewers.
I don't think I said I was a fan. I said I was cheering for them to end the Reds season.
That's not what you said. You said I'm cheering for the Brewers. Believe it or not. Let's play that before the Cubs series. Let's make sure we
fun
have
with
that
audio.
Series. That's right.
All
That's
fair.
Right. We've got the cut audio now. And hey, Dustin, I'll say something like, hey, Dustin, who do you? Well, he's off Friday. I'll just say, hey,
not with you tomorrow.
Who do you like in that Cubs Brewers series? And then we can play. Believe it or not, I'm cheering for the Brewers.
And thankfully, I'm off the following Friday as well after the 5-game series with the Brewers. So, two consecutive Fridays, Texters, you won't have to deal with me.
You know what's interesting about that is the White Sox are off today, so Dustin probably not working Friday because. The White Sox are off, and if you can't talk about White Sox game, he doesn't want to come in. They're off next Thursday as well.
Heading to Kansas City, actually, to go eat barbecue and watch the White Sox.
Are you going
to
go
no.
see them? No.
I'm going to Michigan. My nephew's getting okay. married on
Where
Friday.
Where in Michigan?
Yeah. Holland. And,
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm staying in Holland, but the wedding is in Saugatuck.
Holland, Michigan, home of Scott Hagel, I believe, is from Holland, Michigan.
Oh, Scott, if you're listening, please feel free to text
please
me.
Please set
some
me up. Yeah.
Not miss places.
There is the little Dutch thing, right? Don't they have a little, like, kind of, you know, half-arsed little...
half-arsed.
I'm saying, it's not like Disney World, but it's like a little Dutch land.
So outside Grand Rapids.
There's like tulip. It's like tulips are a big thing. They've
tulips
got like a
are
big.
Huge.
They've got like a big red lighthouse.
It's here.
Yeah.
For our Twitchers
yes.
who can see me, it's here on
oh,
the
yeah.
mitt.
There yeah. you go. I love that. Got to know the mitt.
Yeah. I would say... I was going to see if you could.
One of our regular callers is from Holland, Michigan, and I asked him what to do there, and he's like, "There's Holland Brewing."
Isn't the Mitt like? I thought the Mitt would be the other way, Ruthie. Isn't it here
right.
on the Mitt?
It's here. Yeah. No, it's not by the thumb.
No,
it's the other side.
What's the thumb?
The thumb is like
I always thought.
Well, Detroit
the,
is here.
Okay.
Detroit
yeah.
is here.
So it's
Grand Rapids
our
is
side.
Here.
It's our side.
Correct. So you literally yes. go around Lake Michigan. That's got to be a beautiful drive.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Are you driving?
I'm driving.
We have
today,
driven that many
later today.
Years. It's not bad. It's like maybe 3.5-4 hours.
My eighth grader started school
right
yesterday,
on, right
and on her second day of school, she's leaving early, and then she's going to miss the first
That's
Friday of school.
Kind of how I handled eighth
and we're
grade,
do,
buddy.
And we're going to do that next week as well when we go to Dayton to drop off my daughter for college. So, yeah, we've got two crazy weekends coming up.
My sister's at a wedding in Traverse City this weekend.
Ah, love so. Traverse City.
That's another beauty.
Where we go is we go up to like the Leelanau Peninsula. So we go to every year. Well, we didn't do it this year, but we try to get to Glen Arbor. Michigan, which is beautiful, and then occasionally take like a half hour drive to Traverse City and get a dinner there or something, or go to get a real good bookstore.
I gotta go up more north. I'm more the Detroit Ann Arbor route myself. That's really the only part of Michigan I've spent much time in. But
I did that earlier this year. I always enjoy Ann Arbor's awesome.
It's just the best.
Of Zingerman's, you know. That's
well, Zingerman's spot. And the best school in the world.
Yeah, my wife went to that school, so two of you can celebrate. I think she's disappointed none of our kids were interested in Michigan.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like sort of culty. Like my dad lived in Ann Arbor for 7 years, did his residency there, and like went to Champaign, Illinois undergrad.
Yeah.
And does not claim Illinois as his like alma mater. Like he claims Michigan, Ann Arbor as like his.
Wild.
Yeah. And then it was in my blood. It was in my DNA. Yeah. And I went there and my sister went there. And
that's a good spot. Good school.
There we go. Me and Colson Loveland.
That's right.
Just
That's
kidding.
Right. He did.
He's much younger than me.
Yeah. But he's, you know, Michigan man all through, all the way around. Yeah.
Yep.
We talked about him a little bit yesterday.
You're going to see him play on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And him the starters.
I'm hoping, you know, the only concern with tight ends for me is kind of, is the ball delivered accurately? Those guys have to, they have a hard time. Now, he is a guy that can hit the seam and can do some things down the field, and his height will help him. I just don't want him reaching for every pass he catches. I don't want that kind of exposed body. You need accuracy with passes to tight ends, in one reporter's opinion.
Okay.
Just to keep him healthy.
I
guys
like that.
Guys take big hits at tight end spot. But, you know, we'll see. Well, here's hoping. I am very curious to see what things look like, because there is a feeling after the, you know, we know they did the Sunday workout in 87 plays and they did great stuff with Caleb Williams. That Monday workout, the ball's on the ground, it's not very good. Yesterday's workout again,
a lot of laundry.
They didn't seem like they were kind of operating as well as they did during the game. Now they had, I think, two procedure penalties, and they had they lined up wrong. There was another penalty, but for the most part, I felt like
they
were
getting. It was your second team.
But they were getting in and out of the huddle, and there weren't a lot of pre-snap penalties. Apparently, yesterday that was going on.
I was there.
Then you would know.
It was ugly.
That was happening, and that makes you wonder, how are things going to go tomorrow? That's the big practice against the Bills, and how are things going to go Sunday night? When you unveil it all, everyone's going to play, according to the head coach yesterday. How is that operation going to look? You would hate to think that the operation would stall in the second game when it ran fairly smoothly with the backups in the first game. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be a good test, and obviously we'll see.
It's a good team, too.
It's a good team. I can't imagine are the Bills going to play their starters? Did they play their starters in the first game? I'll have to take a look.
Yeah.
But I think, like,
he hasn't said yet.
When we talked to Ben Johnson yesterday before practice, this was before practice, he talked about Caleb's improvement when it comes to regurgitating the play call. And that's something that's been challenging up to this point, because there are a lot of plays and they're trying to figure out what works, what doesn't, and his recall ability and his ability to spit it out to the guys in the huddle and get everyone out and lined up before the play clock expires. I think that's where we've seen the most improvement, and that's what Ben Johnson was, in so many words, explaining to us yesterday. So that's positive. It just still feels like it's clunky. Nothing's totally smooth yet when it comes to snapping the ball on time and making sure that guys are lined up correctly, getting the motions on time. A lot of illegal motions, illegal formations, those things are just not crisp yet. And I think that's where there's still a lot of concern.
And that, frankly, isn't just the quarterback's fault. But
if you're not
delivering the play correctly, then you got a serious issue. So you do have to be able to get the play, understand the play, call the play, get out of the huddle.
Yeah.
It should be easy, but they have said repeatedly that they are loading him up with everything
just to kind of be able to figure out what is taking and what isn't taking. And there will be a process before that season opener where they're going to have to figure out what works, what doesn't work, what he's good at, what they don't think he quite gets. It is whenever you're starting something new, there is that to be considered.
By the way, Bill's starters did not play in that game, which I knew. It was the Mitch Trubisky game. He put 9 of 13, 138 yards and a touchdown for Trubisky. So,
well, good for him. Good for Mitch.
It's fun. Then Mike White and Shane Bouchel played. But yeah, I think there's a... I would be interested to see what Sean McDermott's going to do. I would imagine knowing that the Bears are going to play their starters. Listen, it's a primetime game, right? This is on Fox, 7 p.m., which I know Dustin is so excited about, and you too, Molly.
Yes. Perfect off of a out-of-town wedding weekend.
Yeah, that'll be great for you. 7 o'clock
kickoff.
That'll be great.
It'll give you time to drive home, pal.
I would imagine we'll see the Bills starters. I'm just going to say, I mean, what do I know? But, and we'll hear, I'm sure, soon. But
this is the dress rehearsal. You'll get to that third game. I don't know you're going to see a lot of anything, especially since I believe it's you're playing on Sunday night and that game's on Friday night. You know, let's hope they don't feel compelled to play anyone in that game. That's mm-hmm. kind of a get through it game, and then you get the roster cut down, and then off you go, preparing mm-hmm. for the season opener.
Yeah. Here we go. That Monday night game's coming up quick.
Yeah, and it's against a pretty good team. It's very interesting. You know, we talk to Mike Palm every week, and he's our man in Vegas, and he keeps telling us that the Bears and the Vikings, believe it or not, mm-hmm. at 8-5, both with 8.5 win projections, I would imagine a lot of that because they are changing quarterbacks in Minnesota, and you know we have the start of the new era, the Michigan man, a local guy made good, J.J. McCarthy. But I think that every time one team looks better than the other, the numbers shift a little bit, and it's almost like those two teams are connected in the way. The bettors are going about it in Vegas, so it's a huge opening night for the Bears. You look at their schedule and the challenges of it. If they can win that game, they can really start their season right. If they lose that game, they may start in a hole and be fighting their way out all season.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. No Jordan Addison in that game, who is dealing with a suspension.
That's right.
You imagine, you hope, we had positive news from Ben Johnson that Jalen Johnson should be ready. Kyler Gordon should be ready. So you got Justin Jefferson and essentially a rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. It's still a little scary with Kevin O'Connell as the head coach.
But if you're going to catch them, that's where you want to catch them, right? I mean, it's scary too because, you know, their defensive coordinator is going to come at you from.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you better know what your play selection is and what you want to get done, and it's going to, you know, Brian Flores is a good coach.
We're playing a little musical chairs with the offensive line at the moment, which I know we're going to get into.
Yeah, that is super weird to me. That is just super duper strange.
It's just, you know, never a dull moment.
No,
I think just Where'd when you think you're from? Like, okay, people are solidifying themselves in roles, all of a sudden they're like, you guys, you know, that like John Mora thing, it's like, you don't know anything kind of type thing. I just sometimes I'm just reminded of that in these scenarios.
I think it underscores a couple different points. When we get to that, we will discuss it. And I think it's well worthy of having a longer conversation about. But generally speaking, this has more to do with Braxton Jones than it does, in my opinion, with Ozzie Trapillo. And I'll explain that later when we get to it. But
Hard Knocks coming back to Hallis Hall.
Hard Knocks will be at Hallis Hall. That'll be fun, huh? I wonder
it's
if
PTSD a little bit.
I wonder if any of the swear words will get on.
Yeah, everyone needs to know, no cursing that day.
That's right.
Nobody's
keep
allowed.
It clean. Don't go blue. But it will be interesting to just see how they're handled after last year.
Right.
That. You know, that was part of the great setup that ruined the season for me, just the enthusiasm and the kind of vibe people got off of Hard Knocks and where that wound up.
Agreed. I mean, looking back on it, with Caleb Williams, the show ending with Caleb Williams with the Michael Jordan comparison is just like, oh my God, like, what were we
That was a bit much.
And now here we are and we're like, oh boy.
How did expectations get so high?
It's crazy. And I think, like, I think there's a lot of hope and belief.
Yes.
In that building right now because of what Ben Johnson is infusing. I think it's cautious optimism. You're just a little more cautious.
I think there is huge excitement in town. I think that I talk to people all the time. They want to talk about the Bears always. It is on the forefront of everyone's mind. I think the Bears really do own Chicago. I saw the ratings were excellent at Fox with the season opener, and that's without starters. I think this Sunday night game is really, it's really setting up to make for a fascinating Monday. Let's put it that way, and maybe for some time. It'll be really interesting to see what happens, how people react to it, what the takeaways are.
Yeah,
should
agreed.
Be great. Should be a lot of fun. All right, we got the pick six. We're going to get to it next. Mully and Haw, we got Ruthie Polinsky in this morning. Going to have a lot of fun on Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
All right, your reaction to the Cubs news breaking overnight that the Cubs are indeed calling up Owen Casey for today's game in Toronto versus the Blue Jays.
Oh, that is, it's great news. I mean, it's sad news because I feel bad for Miguel Amaya. It was great to see him come back, but obviously they're holding three catchers. So this is an opportunity with Amaya likely on the IL with a sprained ankle. You bring up Owen Casey. I'd play him immediately. I'd play him today. I don't understand why you wouldn't. I think he's rotting on the vine, so to speak. He's like a fine dessert wine. He's ready to go, and I would get him in there. I would probably give Kyle Tucker the day off. And, you know, we talked quite a bit about Tucker, whether he is still injured, whether the hand is mangled a little bit, whatever it is, or whether he's just exhausted. You know, it's been very warm and very hot days, and maybe he's tired, whatever it is. I would definitely let Owen Casey start today, and I would take turns. You don't have to leave him in one spot. I'd move him in for Happer. I'd move him in for Tucker. I don't know what you do with PCA because you really kind of need his glove out there. So I might hesitate on that one, but eventually I would make sure he gets off his feet as well. They got to try something new, and they need a lift. And I really hope that Owen Casey does it. You know, the best case scenario would be he comes in and he hits a couple homers, and we are here tomorrow, and Dustin has to call in to say that he wants Casey for Tucker now, not waiting till next year.
I'd be happy to call in tomorrow. Maybe, who knows? Maybe Holland will be so jumping that I'll still be up and could call in for the pick six, and it won't even have been asleep yet. Doubtful. But we'll find out. I'll report back on Monday at the very least. This is sad news because of the reason it's happening. And the good news is the Cubs won. The good news is
yes. The
Cubs hit a couple of home runs. Still seems the only way they can get a run. But Suzuki did have a nice rip up the middle that drove in the fourth run of the game last night. So, Mully, this is what the really interesting question of the day is now, and wondering what Craig Counsell is going to do. Mm-hmm. Now, do you sit Suzuki and let Owen Casey be the DH? Do you sit Tucker and let Owen Casey play right field and have Suzuki DH? Do you sit Suzuki, have Tucker DH, and have Owen Casey play right field? You know, what do you do? Or is it, okay, Tucker's already gone 0-for-2 with another strikeout and a ball he can't hit out of the infield. We'll take him out and put Or is Casey just here because there was an unfortunate injury? There's a roster spot open. He's the next man up. Let's let him debut, air quotes, in Toronto. He's a Canadian-born baseball player. I can't wait. Like, 90 minutes before that game, I'm going to be refreshing Twitter for that Cubs lineup, right? Where is Owen Casey going to play in? And how long will this last? Hopefully, till the rest of the season. Hopefully, this isn't just he gets through the Pittsburgh series. Hasn't done quite enough. We got to call Ballesteros up because he might be a better option with the bat in his hand.
I agree with you, Dustin. It's obviously unfortunate circumstances. I think the Amaya situation was so hard to watch in the clubhouse before the game. He was talking about how grateful he is to be healthy, and then for that to happen, it's just incredibly unfortunate. And I talked about it in the opening segment. Seeing the dugout reaction to his injury, I think, was just devastating. And I sort of do get the sense that there's sort of a rally around each other in that moment. Obviously, Cade Horton pitched beautifully. Again, I'm sure David is so sad that he's not here to talk about Cade. Also, for Owen Casey, here you go. Here's your moment. And I hear you. I think for someone who knows that it's been talked about, when are you bringing up Owen Casey? When are you bringing up Owen Casey? Is Owen Casey getting traded? Is he the asset? Mm-hmm. His name has been so, you know, we've heard his name so much. Give him the start. Put him in the lineup. Put him in right field. Give Kyle Tucker the day off. PCA 0-for-4. Kyle Tucker 0-for-4. It's just like enough. Like give somebody an opportunity who has earned that opportunity, who's been playing well in AAA. Give him his moment. Let him have his first start in Canada. Here we go.
That's a great question.
Here's another great question. Are you pleased that Ben Johnson confirmed that everyone is going to play on Sunday against those Bills from Buffalo in the Bears' second preseason game? Johnson said, quote, to be determined how long Caleb Williams will play. You want to say this? Ostensibly? What is that
ostensibly?
Word? Ostensibly. This has to do with sports science issues like practice reps and what's best for the athlete. But shouldn't it be included in performance on the night? Should they have him out there until they get something positive?
I'm absolutely thrilled we'll get to see the starters. This is the right move. This is what everyone was calling for. I think there was a lot more national criticism about Ben Johnson not playing his starters in that first preseason game than I anticipated. And I think there is a lot to be learned on Sunday night. Ben Johnson told us yesterday that he is going to wait and see how Friday's joint practice goes with the Bills before he determines snap count and how long he'll keep the starters in. And I know everyone wants to say, all right, well, if Caleb Williams is out there, you need the whole starting offensive line out there. Joe Tooney doesn't need to play the whole first half if you're going to keep Caleb Williams in the first half. Does Drew Dahlman need to? Probably not. I think you need to understand that throughout the course of an NFL season, backup offensive linemen are going to get thrown in the mix. We've seen it here many times. So if Caleb Williams needs the game reps behind a backup right tackle or behind a backup left tackle or behind a backup center, you got to give him those reps. That's just the way I feel. It doesn't look good enough yet in practice for Caleb Williams to go out there and go three and out twice. Like, it doesn't look good enough. I want to see moving the ball down the field. I want to see points scored. I want to see situational football. I would love to see an end of half drill, 2-minute drill. Clay Harbor was on our show last night, Big Pro Football Show, saying he wants to see Caleb Williams into the third quarter. If Caleb Williams is going to play on Friday night, I don't see the problem with that. I know everyone wants to protect the asset, but this is somebody who needs a lot of in-game reps, and I will be very interested to see how the coaching staff determines the snap count.
And he wants the in-game reps, supposedly.
He says, yeah.
Apparently, evidently, probably. The sports science
ostensibly.
Of this? The sports science of this? This is where I'm confused about this question.
He says he's looking at the sports science of it. This is what the coach said. He said that they're going to measure every...
Supposedly?
The time they were in practice and
was he going to get tired?
I don't know what it means.
I mean... are you not going to take snaps in a regular season game because the sports science says you might get a cramp in your left toe? Sports science? Get out there and play the game of football. Get on the turf at Soldier Field. Take a snap under center. Let the hardworking paying customer see the product on the field. Molly, they could go down the field and score a touchdown, and that could be the end of the night. I would be okay with that. He doesn't have to go into the third. Here's the other. You got to protect the kid. Okay, Buffalo's a really good team. You know what they're also good at? Defense.
Yep.
I'm not saying they're going to run all kinds of goofy gimmicks and schemes and blitz packages like what the Bears were doing against the Dolphins. I think they're going to play straight up. But if they straight up can't protect him, you're going to see Tyson Bagent really quick, as you should. Okay, as you should, because something else we're going to talk about all morning long, they're on their fourth guy taking reps at left tackle. And this guy is another Canadian on Canadian Day here on the Mully and Haw Show, right? That became like a cult hero during Hard Knocks because he sang that song in front of the group. And then what was he in? Like a
he was in a
bathing suit?
A Speedo.
If you want. Okay, thank you.
The Canadian Eagle.
The Canadian Eagle, yeah. The Eagle has landed.
He sang, like, not God Bless America, but he sang like a song. He was saying, thank you for welcoming me to your country. In honor of that, and he comes out in sweatpants and he's wearing a little Speedo and he starts singing an American patriotic song.
We have that song. That's a tease. We'll play it for you later this morning. It's so good. We've got that queued up for everybody.
You know, I think they got to see something good out of Caleb Williams. I think that they got to see something good out of their
offense at some point here, and does that mean that they need to keep going until they do so? Okay. Whatever it takes. I want to be efficient about it. If they can get it done, then get it done. But you want to leave the field with a feel good about the first team offense, ideally. That would be the reason that you do that. And I hope this is it. I don't want to see them come back on Friday. I want to see it as kind of a one-off. And I like the idea that they come out and they get something done. Sports science issues, practice reps, you know, what guys are – that it's just getting a positive. That's what matters in these games. And if you have to wait for them to get their starters out so that your starters can do well, that's great. But I think I'm just hopeful. The quicker, the better it would be to get a good feeling about what they're doing. I hope he stays in for, if not the first half, then at least the first quarter plus into the second quarter.
It's a really good question.
All right, another really good question. Ben Johnson, how about Ben Johnson saying that Jalen Johnson's leg is right on track to be available in week one, while Kyler Gordon, he's got a hamstring, considered week to week, and Johnson hopes he'll be back before the end of training camp. The Bears have signed 4 DBs with an eye on getting through the final 2 preseason games. How big is this time for the likes of Tyreek Stevenson?
Being nice to see a good outing from Tyreek Stevenson. You know, we talked about him a little bit yesterday, and a friend of mine called me and thought we were very hard on him. I don't think we're being hard on him at all. I think it's just the situation that he's in, that the coaches have to know that they can trust him and that he's capable of doing exactly what he's told to do. And I think he's capable of that. I'd like to see him play well. And, the very fact that they've signed 4 defensive back underscores that this Jalen Johnson, you know, Kyler Gordon is one of their best players on defense. Jalen Johnson, probably their best player on defense. And you need those
guys. Might be the
guys,
best player on the team.
Yeah. You need those guys to really be able to get things done come the regular season. If you're going to win games, if you're going to beat a team as good as Minnesota, even with a second-year, barely played, almost rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, you really want to make sure that that your secondary is up to snuff. You know, Justin Jefferson might be as good a player as there is in a league, for God's sake. He's a seriously good player, and you got to be able to defend him, and you'll need both those guys to do so, and they've got other players too. So, it's an opportunity for these guys. Maybe one of them can stick on the practice squad. But the reality is that I think the 4 guys they signed are here short term.
Yeah, they're camp guys. Exactly what you said, Molly. They're just here to help them get through the next couple weeks of camp.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Dustin. I think that signing the DBs is just they need bodies at this point, and that's that. Really good to hear sort of that update from Ben Johnson, because there's been this sort of change in tone over the course of a couple times this training camp. Ryan Poles came out day 1 of camp and said Jalen Johnson's going to be out a few weeks. Then Ben Johnson came out and said there is a scenario that he is ready for week 1. And we're all like, well, how many scenarios are there that he's not ready? And then yesterday for him to be like, we are feeling good about his progress. He's on track to be ready. So that's all positive. Kyler Gordon, they're labeling him as week to week. They hope to have him back by at least the end of camp. So that's good news as well. Also, it's a blessing that those are 2 guys that you are very comfortable with them going out there week 1, you know, plug and play, and saying, okay, it's Kevin O'Connell's offense that you've seen many times. It's essentially a rookie quarterback that you're going up against. I think that's the positive news, that these are the 2 guys that you're just kind of being conservative with, it sounds like, at this point. Tyreek Stevenson needs to show that he is trustworthy. He needs to show that he is physical, but knows how to toe the line. And I think that's what I think we're going to see a lot of that on Friday in this joint practice. Let's see if the emotions can stay under control. Tyree Stevenson has embraced this Nashawn Wright competition. I think Dennis Allen really likes Nashawn Wright because they've sort of rotated Tyreek Stevenson and Terrell Smith at that number two corner, while Nashawn Wright has really been sort of the steady Jalen Johnson replacement out there during camp with the ones. So big week for Tyreek Stevenson, big week for Nashawn Wright. I feel good about the progress of Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon.
You know, I knew that question would come up.
That is the voice of the general manager for your Chicago Bears, Ryan Poles, joining the show this morning at 9. Set yourself a reminder. John Greenberg wrote an excellent story about Seth Wickersham's book, American Kings. It'll finally come out the 9th day of September. We've already covered a lot of the ground about the concerns Caleb's father, Carl, had about his son coming here to play for the Bears, players' hopes of winding up with Kevin O'Connell up in Minnesota and being a Viking. Greenberg writes about a chapter in the book where Sean Payton says he is, quote, worried a little about his processing speed, end quote. That Sean Payton on Caleb. Do you plan to read the book? Do you share Payton's concern?
I'll probably read the book. I really hope that this doesn't become a story again. It was just exhausting. And I thought that once Caleb Williams addressed it, we put it to bed and I was done with it. Caleb Williams, nothing matters except you going out on the field in a Chicago Bears uniform and winning football games. That's how I feel.
I think it says a lot when a guy like Sean Payton, to me, this grabbed my attention yesterday because this is something that seems odd. The guy, Caleb Williams, obviously has a ton of athletic talent. There's no questioning that. But every time you go up a notch, you go from big-time high school football to big-time college football to big-time NFL football, the speed of the game, it is on massive fast forward. It is so much faster, so much more intense, and you've got to have everything working to accomplish that. And at this point, we have not seen that from Caleb. Will I read the book? No. John Greenberg's read the book for me and letting me know all the important stuff, so I don't need to read the book.
Yeah, I think I'll probably read the book, but because I just want more of this. Listen, Sean Payton knows a lot about quarterbacking. He said that he loves the kid's arm in the book, just thought it had a great arm. And he said that there was that little element of the processing. I'm sorry, if I'm going to read that a couple days before a game, a few days before a game, I'm going to be looking at the processing. And I'm going to be contemplating whether the slow processing is the reason there were 68 sacks last year. I mean, that is just the reality of when you read things and how they're kind of presented. I did not know this. This was kind of new to me about Sean Payton. He ends up, you know, taking Bo Nix. He was never going to get a shot at taking Caleb Williams. I'm surprised he was looking at him, but he did pretty well with Bo Nix, right?
Yep.
He turned him into a pretty decent player, and I think Sean Payton knows a lot about quarterbacking. I think there are a lot of people in the NFL that know a lot about quarterbacking, but I think that that he believes that that Caleb Williams can be a really good player too. So let's hope that that comes to fruition. I don't feel like there was one damning thing that was said by Sean Payton that that your own eyes won't reveal to you or be able to overcome.
You can bet your monthly paycheck on that question coming up.
You can bet your bottom dollar. Bigs time, 7 a.m. this morning. And what's your take on Packers QB Jordan Love needing surgery to repair a ligament damage in the left thumb? The Packers insist Love will be full go by the season opener versus those Lions. It is his non-throwing hand, but QBs do need both hands on the ball to take snaps while playing the game of football. And even I'm not a sports scientist, and I know that. Malik Willis is the backup. Is any Packers bad news, good news here in town?
You know, it's very interesting because if Caleb Williams needed surgery on his non-throwing hand, we'd be having panic attacks in this town. I think that that's the case probably in Green Bay, whether they want to pretend like, oh, this is fine. No, that happens all the time. It's no big deal. You know, it's not his throwing hand. It's probably not that big a deal. It is the quarterback. Any sting so much as a paper cut is a big deal with the quarterback. So, you know, get him on antibiotics. He's got a paper cut. It is just one of these things where any information, negative information about a quarterback is taken to an extreme. So if a guy has a problem with his left thumb and he hit a helmet and there's a ligament damage, he's got to get it cleaned up a little bit. How do you know he's not going to hit his thumb again? How do you know that's not going to, you know, Brian Cox had to end a season because he had a broken thumb. Hard to play football with a broken thumb. Even if you're a quarterback and you throw with your right hand, that can still lead to issues as you're transferring the ball, as you're catching the ball, as you're taking a snap, whatever way you want to look at it. So, yeah, I think that any bad news for the Packers, good news for the Bears, fair enough. And I think that this is, you know, again, it you got to keep it all in perspective, but that's a big deal. It's a big deal when the quarterback's hurt.
Excellent news. Fantastic news. Great news, especially with what the Brewers have been doing north of the Cheddar Curtain. This did not get talked about yesterday, but that made me smile on a day I needed something to smile about.
Unfortunately, Malik Willis has the potential to be an effective quarterback. Josh Jacobs went to bat for him yesterday saying he should be one of the starters of 32 teams. He should be a starting quarterback. The locker room loves him. The team rallies around him. And he has shown that he can play football at the NFL level. So, yes, this is good news. I think if you're in Green Bay, you're like, wow, another injury for Jordan Love that might set him back a little bit. I do get that. I do understand that. And I think non-throwing injury on your hand when you're a quarterback is still significant. Snapping the football, it's something you're thinking about. If there's any discomfort or lack of mobility, like those are all things that really matter. But I also think Bears fans have bigger issues to worry about than Jordan Love.
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
How about the White Sox falling to 9-27 this year in one-run games after a 1-0 loss to the Tigers, which got the Tigers the series win. The good news was a nice pitching day from Shane Smith, 3+ innings from Martin Perez. He was back after a 4-year break with a little elbow issue.
The 9-27 record in one-run games, I think, is evident of the step forward that this organization has taken this year. And the fact that they're in this many games that are one-run games shows you that, okay, the next step is that you learn how to win those games. And that's good. I mean, this is positive. Obviously, a 1-0 loss to the Detroit Tigers, who are a very good baseball team, like that's a positive for me, the way that team played in that series. And so I'm on the White Sox bandwagon, Molly. I'm excited about the team. I think they're a fun team to watch. The pitching has been superb for both of these guys, Shane Smith and Martin Perez, a great return for him. It's all looking up for the White Sox. Obviously, it would have been cool for them to win that series, and the way that they were playing post All-Star break was incredibly exciting. It's sort of died off a little bit. But I think the 9-27 record of one-run games is a positive. I know it doesn't sound great, but it is something. It's a silver lining.
Oh, I think it's a positive. Mully and I discussed this yesterday together on the phone. And, you know, at some point I was made fun of trying to say, listen, White Sox fans, be happy. You're more competitive this year. They're playing a better brand of baseball than they have in the past. Just winning a game against the Tigers and having the opportunity yesterday to win a series. Yeah. I know it didn't happen, but that's good news. They have been getting their rear ends kicked by the Tigers for a long time. They were competitive against the Tigers. So what this says to me is you have a core. You have a team that could keep you close. Make a couple of off-season moves. These guys hopefully are going to be better next year than they were this year. I mean, take 9 and 27. Add it together. Even split that number in half. Make it 500 in those games. The White Sox might be right there in that division if you could make that a 500 record between that 9 and 27 mark. So the team is better. They're going in the right direction. They've got a new owner waiting in the wings that Jerry might be willing to spend some of that guy's money to improve the team next year.
Yeah, and it's great news with the Twins. They're off the market. They're not going to sell them now. The Poland family's going to keep control.
But they're
control.
Looking for like an Ishbia, right?
They
Isn't that part
they
of it?
They couldn't get one. That's the beauty of it. And now they're looking for, an investor.
They want that couple
money.
Of investors instead
got
of selling
a couple
it, right?
Guys, yeah. But I'm just saying, leave the Polands there. That's good news.
Ah.
But you were right when you said that. You kind of compared it to the Cubs and their bullpen issues a year ago, the Sox and their one-run game issues. Here's the thing. Like, they maybe are developing a closer on the south side. Maybe Grant Taylor can be a closer moving forward, and that is seemingly what they missed this year and why they lost so many earlier in the year of these one-run games. But I think that it's super weird that you're 9-27 in one-run games. I was kind of hoping they would manage to come back and win that game just because it'd be great to win a series against the Tigers. They did nothing in that game, and neither team. It was a really well-pitched game. And kudos to Martin Perez, 34 years old. The guy opts not to have surgery because he knows his year will be over. So he waits 4 months, and now he's back. And he looked great for himself. I think he's a really good guy. I felt happy for him. And Shane Smith, I don't know how long he's going to be able to go this year, but he pitched a lot better coming back himself. So I liked seeing what I saw from their pitching. But this is bizarre, guys. You know, what did you say the Denver, the Rockies have? They have something like 32 wins, something mm-hmm. like that. They have 12 wins by one run. And the White Sox have 9? Mm. Like, even the Rockies can win a one-run game. It's really weird that the Sox can't. At 9-27, that's disastrous. And again, a lot of that earlier in the year, a lot of that bullpen problems. But we'll see. We'll see moving forward. I'm with you. They're much more capable of being watched than they were a year ago, for sure. All right, we've got the extra point next. We're going to get right to it. It's a good one, Molly and Haw, Ruthie Polinsky, and on Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 Score.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What was the biggest takeaway for you from the Cubs' win in Toronto last night? What did you make of Cade Horton's great start? Is it too early for any scoreboard watching, or can you just not help yourself? Can you believe the Brewers won again, the 12th time in a row? Free burgers north of the Cheddar Curtain.
Free burgers. Yeah. Love that. Free burgers in Brewers country. Biggest takeaway is that Cade Horton, the real deal. I think he's the real deal. And it just feels like his consistency has been such a light in a dark time for Cubs fans. I think you can count on Cade Horton having a significant role when the Cubs make the postseason. I think he is a key factor for keeping them sort of afloat during this time. And there's a lot of belief, I think, that you see from him. Too early for scoreboard watching? Never too early. I feel like the scoreboard watching happens. It always happens too early. I think right now is sort of a reasonable time, especially because it's hard not to look at the best team in baseball just keep winning, and they just so happen to be in your division. And in order to figure out if the division is in play, you got to scoreboard watch. And unfortunately, the time is now to do so.
Two young Cubs having a fantastic evening. Cade Horton, career high 8 strikeouts, taken out of the game at the 80-ish pitch mark. And then Matt Shaw with a 10th home run. I mean, this guy was ticketed back to Iowa. He was not playing well. He has been on fire. He had that pinch hit home run against the Red Sox on national TV, and he has been just in fuego ever since. But I am fascinated about this free hamburger. So back in 1987, this happened. That was the last time this happened. They gave away 170,000 free burgers. Now, Mully, I know, like me, you've spent some time north of the Cheddar Curtain.
Yes.
I've never heard of the George Webb restaurants.
I don't know George Webb.
I went to school, 1 of 5 in Green Bay. I drove through Milwaukee a bunch. We visited Marquette 2 times for my daughter, picked Dayton instead. Marquette would have been second. I've never heard of the George Webb. Is it a good burger?
Is it worth
going north of the Cheddar Curtain to get a George Webb?
No, I would not go north of the Cheddar Curtain for it.
170,000 burgers last time.
I hope they have 170,000. I thought it was funny that the first thing they said is that, well, they're going to make an announcement tomorrow about when the day
how
is
it's all
going to
work, right?
Because I don't think they thought this was coming either. And
hummada,
exactly. There's somebody in marketing
that old
got called into an office.
I'll gladly eat a cheeseburger and pay you Tuesday for it.
Exactly.
Or whatever,
wimpy.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Wimpy. Yeah. I will gladly repay you on Tuesday. It's wild. It is wild what they're doing. It's just crazy. That was over. You know, my takeaways from the Cubs game were you knew that the Brewers had already won, and you're sitting there like, they got to win this game. Like, they really have to win this game. And it was great to see Michael Busch hit a homer. It was really good to see Matt Shaw because he's really coming around. And you start thinking about, where's that guy going to be in 2032? Because that's obviously the big year we're aiming for now. See, that's so mean. But that's what the general manager said, Carter Hawkins, said that we have to worry about 2025, but we have to worry about 2032. And I don't have to worry about 2032. But the Brewers, they look so good. And you just were fearful that if the Cubs had not won, not only would they have lost a series, but for the third time, and they haven't done that three straight this year, so they got to win today. But I think that that getting a couple of runs, I just feel a lot better about the Cubs. And I love the idea that Owen Casey is coming in, even if it's for bad reason. But, you know, I don't think it's going to impact them. Carson Kelly's still there, and Reese McGuire, old friend, you can count on him. So it's sad, though, for Maya. It's just pity. It's pity.
I just looked up a picture of the burger. It doesn't look special to me.
Oh, you're not going up there?
No, okay. Not going.
What is it? Is it a chain store, or is it in the stadium or something? Or what is
it? No, it's a store.
Okay. Don't know it. Never been there. Never had the Weberger.
And I guess there were already some incidents.
Yep.
People trying to already get their free burger, store not ready for free burger, and it got some 911 calls we might be able to share later.
So it happened in 87 and they gave out free burgers, and it happened in 2018 that they won 12 games and they gave out 90,000 free burgers in 2018.
That's a lot of burgers.
12 straight wins.
312-644-6767. Back with your calls. It's Mully and Haw with Ruthie Polinsky on the score.
Little roller towards short. Picking it up is Bichette. Safe at first. And let's see if Amaya's okay. Oh, boy.
Not good at all.
Yeah.
Got back. First day back, and this is not good. It's the corner. Kind of locks up. The knee locks up. The ankle rolls a little bit. He's a big man. And selling out going down the line.
Yeah.
Oh, your heart breaks for him.
First game back.
Gee. You think about all the hours, all the time you put in rehabbing the oblique injury. How frustrating it must have been to miss so much of the season to finally make it back. And first game back, and you can see he's just heartbroken. And we've seen this scene play out in sports so many times when it's a head injury or something, you know, really, really, really scary. I mean, this isn't that, but this is just an awful break. I don't know that I've ever wanted to cry for a guy more than I want to cry for Miguel Amaya right now.
Yeah.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That's how it sounded. Last night, sadly, and it is bad, Miguel Amaya. I don't want to be celebrate. I'm pleased that they're finally bringing up Owen Casey, untradeable, the guy they couldn't trade at the trade deadline, their top prospect. And it's great that he's coming up, but it's just unfortunate it's in that circumstance. But you presumably will see him today in Toronto, and let's hope he looks the part. Be great. Be wonderful to see. We got a lot of people want to check in. Let's squeeze in Zach. He's in Milwaukee. Hey, Zach. Zach? Oh, no. Mm. Did we lose Zach?
We lost Zach.
I blame me. Zach?
Morning. Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. Oh,
my God.
Thought we lost your man.
Hey, guys. So, Cubs fan living in Milwaukee, just want to let you know, no need to come north of the Cheddar Curtain. The George Webb is kind of like Wisconsin's Waffle House, but worse. I grew up here. I've never met anyone that's been. And it sounds like you have that 911 audio of a situation that happened yesterday. Definitely something interesting and worth listening to.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Zach. Keep the faith. We've got a lot of texters. George Webb is like the Denny's of Wisconsin, 24-hour diner, restaurant. I've lived in Milwaukee for 15 years now and haven't stepped inside one. Won't start. They have 31 stores for burgers. You definitely see, and these are all different texts, you definitely see more fights at GW than moist buns.
Oh my gosh. Dustin, been to George Webb. It's not worth it. Save the gas money and go to Shake Shack.
Shake Shack's solid.
I love Shake Shack.
Yeah, it's a good
spot. I'll say this. Love Denny's. Never had a burger at Denny's, but like if it's like a Waffle House, Denny's, I mean, it's probably like a greasy like burger.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone needs to make that trek.
You know, I got to tell you, I just remember like covering the Bulls years ago. And there would, like, when they got over 100 points, you got like a free piece of chicken or something. There was something going on. And you just remember seeing guys like, you know, in these beautiful suits that cost like tearing their arms off because they won like a free piece of chicken. Like, calm down, sir.
Oh, yeah, they'd still
There's
do like stuff
like that.
There's
like a freebie fever that overtakes you.
Oh, my gosh. People love free things.
I know.
When I worked for a baseball team that's unspoken of on these airwaves, we would shoot T-shirts from the dugout. And they were watching a grown man stand up from his seat and fight another grown man for a free T-shirt. That didn't even say the team name on it. It was like Six Flags or like something. It's just a little pathetic.
That's so funny. Oh, my goodness. 312-644-6767. It's Bigs time next. We're going to bring in our guy, Brad Biggs. We're going to talk some football. We're going to prepare you for the big practice tomorrow, the big game on Sunday. We'll talk to Biggsy next. Molly and Haw with Ruthie Polinsky on the Score.
I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.